Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Shot me out of the sky. You're my kryptonite. You keep making me weak. Yeah, frozen.
Something's gotta go.
Cause I'm dying just to make you see.
Jennifer, say it. So.
Don't cry, Richie. Don't cry. It's gonna be okay.
As he can't be, though. He can't leave.
Here, this is the best part. This is the only One Direction song.
Biting the dust.
Okay, not necessarily, but I do have to tell you something kind of funny. So yesterday, okay, I'm a news junkie. We're all in this business.
Sure.
And, you know, it's important that we keep up with what's happening in the world. And so on my cell phone, if there's big stuff, I have all the different news sources. KTA,
example,
locally, CNN.
I just got one from NPR. The co-pilot of the German Wings plane showed willingness to destroy the aircraft.
Okay, so I get the little buzz yesterday on my phone. I thought, oh, gosh, what's going down, right? So I jog over to my phone because I want to get there. And I pick it up and I look and it says, Zayn Malik, or whatever his name is, leaving One Direction. What? Am I just officially old? Because you should not be buzzing my phone about a boy band. I mean, this isn't even a good boy band. You're buzzing my phone about a boy band.
But
people are losing their heads overseas to ISIS, people. Come on.
This is huge. Ken, what is the leading trending topic on Twitter right now?
The leading trending topic is hashtag always in our hearts, Zayn Malik.
Hashtag barf. There's a plane that's crashed in the French Alps. Give me a break.
All right,
come
so what's going on here? Why is this?
Am
that
I just
job
getting? Leaving? I mean, really, is this like making me sound old and crusty? That
it is. The girl who's like New Kids on the Block.
Look, I love New Kids. I love me some NSYNC, especially in like Backstreet Boys. Like, I get all that, and
so
I get loving a boy
the
band.
The teapot is calling the kettle black, or whatever it is.
But give me a break.
Yeah,
I still would not like if Joey had left NSYNC. I wouldn't expect them to send an update to my phone.
Well, here's what Malik says. He says, "My life with One Direction has been more than I could ever have imagined. But after 5 years and $1 zillion.
They're not even boys anymore. They're a
I feel
band.
Like it is now the right time to leave the band.
I just don't remember this kind of reaction when the Backstreet Boys called it quits or any band.
Well,
when the
Twitter.
Beatles broke up even.
We didn't have Twitter.
The social media is
the social media
big
makes
deal.
It huge so all the 14-year-old girls can commiserate together worldwide.
I actually saw this morning hunting around, and I don't know if it was Huffington Post or if it was USA Today, but one of them had a how to help your kid cope with the breakup of One Direction story.
You know,
it's
almost scary, some of these posts. I feel numb. I couldn't feel anything anymore. There's no more tears left.
Wow.
I will forever hate this month. I'm bursting into tears watching video diaries.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
This hurts so much. Whoever did this is Satan.
Okay, they need to round these children up and send them on a mission somewhere to actually see real suffering.
When you're 15 years old,
okay.
This is life to you. This is your life. Simon Cowell, who discovered the boy band at the X Factor, he actually created the boy band, said, I would like to thank you to Zayn for everything that he has done for One Direction. He made you rich, Simon Cowell. That's what he's done for One Direction.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I take that back. Simon Cowell made them rich. So the four of them are going to continue with the tour. Maybe they can do like Michael Jackson thing with one of those broomsticks.
I know.
And put the puppet on the end.
You know, One Direction didn't necessarily break up, right? It's just the one guy left the group.
It's just the one guy's leaving. But it's
be fine.
Terrible.
You'll get a new guy. Trust me, you'll be okay.
All right.
We should have fantasy One Direction. We could all draft a member. It'd
so
be fun.
If you were the parents of a 14-year-old girl or an 11-year-old, like my daughter's 8 years old.
Is she crying about this?
She's not a big One Direction fan anymore. She was, but she took the poster down a couple of months ago, so I don't know how she's going to react to this. So I'll have to take that and maybe ask Dr. Joy Brown how I can handle it. It's 28 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Even green sushi lovers have found out how to gnaw on raw fish responsibly. In collaboration with the Monterey Bay Aquarium, the Blue Ocean Institute, and the Environmental Defense Fund, you can now print out a sustainable sushi card to carry around with you. The card lists which sushi to avoid and which to eat. For example, one should avoid both bluefin and yellowfin tuna. Equally, stay away from farmed shrimp, freshwater eel or unagi, along with farmed salmon. Wild salmon and shrimp, of course, are just fine. These card makers hope its carriers will ask sushi bar owners more questions, thus encouraging owners and sushi chefs, say that 10 times fast, to think more about serving sustainable options. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Heavy weather is in the deck of Sturgis Cards.
It was fine until we got to here and it started hailing on us. We got stuck in it, so we pulled over for a little bit, and then about 15 minutes later, we got the ride again.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Tina Tadone from Fort Worth, Texas.
Hi, what's happening?
There's a lot happening here. I've done a lot of riding, the Custer National Park, Needles Highway, which scared the bejeebas out of me. Because there's a lot of, it's like a turnstile. It's like a corkscrew up and down and there's no guardrails. The cars turn out a little too far and you get too close to the edge. It's a little scary. I made it down. I'm still here. Beautiful riding out here. There's a lot of wildlife, buffalo, deer. So a lot of prairie dogs on the side of the road.
American Biker Minute.
Really cool.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.